You've said that 9/11 was a turning point for you professionally. Tell me what you were doing in that year, 2001, and what that day meant for you in terms of your vocation.
So I was in, obviously, Lower Manhattan, attending a marketing conference very near New York University, NYU.
And were you with Thrivent Financial then?
I was. Yeah, it was called Lutheran Brotherhood then.
It was called Lutheran Brotherhood.
Yep, mm-hmm. I was there.
Fortune 500
financial service company. Mm-hmm. I was vice president of marketing at that point, and so I was there attending a conference. And I went out for a run that morning. It was a beautiful, gorgeous morning. And came back getting ready. I was staying just blocks away from St. Vincent, the trauma hospital that many people now know of fame that had the gurneys out front, but nobody showed up, right? And I was getting ready to head down to the conference, and all of a sudden there was a sort of news flash. And, you know, I remember looking at the tower on the television. It was burning. And it was literally, I was at this little bed and breakfast kind of place there in the village, and I could literally walk out my door a block and a half away. It was Hudson, you know, look down Hudson. I said, wow, that looks kind of strange. So I went outside, and something just didn't settle right with me. And I went outside and I looked, and that seems kind of serious. So I went back inside because I was literally moments from just pulling the door closed and heading downtown. Mm-hmm. And
down to that area.
Down
probably.
To that area, very much, yes. And then, you know, the rest just unfolded, and it was just traumatic and awful. And, you know, the challenging thing is nobody in my family or, you know, close to me knew where I was. And so because the lines were blocked, the phone lines were blocked, of course. And so it was many hours before that happened. So then this day just starts to unfold in front of you. And you see, you know, fighter jets overhead, and, you know, there I was by myself, and it was just, it was incredibly traumatic. And just seeing people coming out of the downtown area there just covered in, you know, dust and everything, and not really knowing what that meant. And so the reason it was so impactful, I mean, one of the things the next day, it was I had this sort of deep, deep need to do something. And so I heard about the need for blood. And so I went over a few blocks away to the St. Vincent Hospital and stood in line for literally to give one pint of blood. The whole process was about 8 hours standing outside. And it was in the standing outside, people coming up to us, holding pictures up of their loved ones saying, have you seen my dad or my brother or my mother or my aunt or my sister or my wife, or my husband? And, it goes deep, you know, inside of, you know, who you are. And it was at that moment you really start to say, you know, what am I doing? What does this mean? And then by the time I finally got out of Lower Manhattan, some days later, 3-4 days later, driving back to Minnesota, where I'm from, it gave me just, you know, considerable time to evaluate and think about, okay, what is it that I want to do? And am I doing what I feel like I'm really called to do, or do I need to take a different step? And it was, I'll never forget driving back, literally just coming out of the city, and there was that, you know, news flash on about the president just, you know, encouraging everybody to go shopping. And it was
When did the president encourage people to go shopping?
It was literally, you know, just a day or two after the event.
And I mean, I'm just trying to think back to that. And was the point of that to live normally?
Yes,
to
sure.
Continue life as it is?
Sure. On some level, sure, I think. But it was, you know, incredibly surreal for somebody who's just come out of that. I mean, to me, I just thought there was this moment where we would have just a chance for some deep introspection, mm-hmm. you know, about who are we? What are we about? And just, you know, immediately there was that sort of call to action, and the call to action was to head to the mall. And it just felt... it felt just odd and, as I said, surreal.
Mm-hmm. And yet, that's not just about the president. It's about our culture as a whole, isn't it? And,
yeah, sure. I think it speaks volumes. I mean, could you imagine the president having said that, you know, maybe 40 years ago or 50 years ago? I guess maybe to some degree. Again, it is about normalcy. So the logic part of me understands it. Mm-hmm. But the sort of the deeper sort of spiritual side of me, you know, really wrestles with that. Mm-hmm. And we had this great opportunity to, I think, really reevaluate our priorities. You know, what are we here for? And then, you know, back comes this sort of wave of, you know, massive hyper messages around hyper consumption. And then there we are back in it yet again.